Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to We Talk Radio. It's Kia D and the Hot Topic panel.
Sound like a great morning to me. Great morning. Great morning.
Your
Looks like we got it started just like that. That's why it's going to be a magical Monday morning, man. We prepare for everything, man. They try to catch me off my feet, man. I'm ready, man. I'm like a cat. You can throw me the ball any kind of way, any kind of time, any kind of where. Man, I am ready. Them the kind of people that I like to connect with. This is the Monday Morning Grind Radio Show. I am Kijana Owens. You are live on We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. You check us out on WeTalkRadio.com. We got Rhonda B back there, the producer of the year, to keep this thing going. Man, I'm amazingly excited today. You know, it's Monday morning. A lot of people out there, you know, it's been a long weekend. They let the world back out this weekend, right? They got travel back. You know, you can go to the mall and you can do all kinds of stuff this weekend. But, man, this morning, you know, what did you do? You know, I coach this grind out. I live by the grind. Those of you that know, live by the grind. And this weekend, they had an amazing time just around the house. They focused, man, built a couple of sites, got a couple of new clients, you know, engaged in some major training. And in the middle of all of this right now, I found a way that I can earn a certificate of business coaching. I've got some great business certificates, man, from Harvard for free. See, this is what I mean about solutions over situations. Right now is a great time to throw the pillow over your head, kind of chill out, kind of, you know, see what's going to happen. They're supposed to call you back for work. They should give you a call for that stimulus. Everything's supposed to work out. And then all of those things that include them, but most people have no passion, no drive, no commitment to what God put in them that they apply for boss that they cannot apply for self. Man, if you up this morning on the Monday morning grind, you're the kind of person, man. You up on what you want to do, and I'm proud to have this opportunity with We Talk Radio Network. We're gonna have a cool show. I'm gonna talk about some cool things, you know, about really just paying attention to what's coming. I want to let some people know about what's going on here. I'm in Southern California, Crenshaw. The mall area, downtown Crenshaw, they're activating a community organization to purchase the Crenshaw Mall, which will be a multi-million-dollar move, paying attention to those things. And I want to share some information that'll help folks. Man, we're going to get it started. We'll be back on the other side of this. We got to have that motivation, so we're going to bring up that motivation, get this thing started real cool, real right. Brown, I appreciate you. Bring that up for us. Let's pay a couple of homage to some of our business partners out there, and we'll pay a couple of bills. We'll be back on the other side.
Gotta get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job. Motivation. Get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job. Motivation. Haters, gotta get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job. Motivation. Suck, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead yet. And you can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king. See, hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never back down or ran from no. Face down, I'm out of
jail, working with the gotta say now. Sugar faking only gonna inspire you.
Motivated, who's fired up. That song always fired me up. Every time I hear it, it's like, man, that's my jam. I don't even know if they say it's my jam no more. I think I made myself old right there. But check it out. You know, I know you're out there in the morning getting ready for your day. Hopefully, you know, blessed in mentally. You know, you're blessed, but mentally blessed is a whole nother deal. That way you don't just got to get up. You get to wake up. You don't got to go to work. You get to go to work. You don't got to do it. You get to do it. You know, have, you know, those really small changing kind of, you know, mentalities, man, they make your day a little bit different. And if you're out there and you subscribe to own a business as an entrepreneur, let me share just some tips this morning there. That outlined in my book, The 7 Keys to Success, in this segment here. And it just gives you a preface that you can pretty much do anything. I mean, no one's here to tell you that, you know, this is the discourse on how to win and how to do all this. Experts all over the place. What I do know is that when you walk in a room that has information, receive the information. But more than receiving the information, apply the information. It's an amazing kind of thing when you can look at it that way. So I said, well, you know what, let me tell the story that I walk that put me in doors that I believe that no one could open but him. I believe that no one could close, you know, but myself by not going in. I get to meet some of the most powerful people in the world. I introduce even things like this that most people will take for granted, to be have a show to share your passion, impact, you know, intent, and just a something that from the heart that moves people. That's the whole mission. Solutions over situations. So many people facing so much stuff out there. So in this book right here, I just wrote about how to get going. You know, some keys to use to keep you going, and some practical principles for personal achievement. And success just became, you know, an acronym, so to speak, with how to start now. You know, if you're out there within the sound of my voice, which can be global, you never know who will hear what. You never know who will share what. You never know who will be impacted by what. You never know what. Just your why. So my why is to impact. My why is to help people. My why is to use my life as an example that anybody can do anything with their lives. Most times we accept what comes because that's what they say we're worth. Just because we've only seen people do kind of ordinary things in our face, you know, in our lives, in our spheres. But man, there are people doing things that are amazing. They're living amazing lives. The amazing life is within grasp if we're willing to do the work. That's the only belief that we can believe, that we're here to have a purpose, make a difference, and through making a difference and having a purpose, find your passion. When you find your passion, that passion connects to your purpose. When that purpose and that passion connects, you'll be in profit. So if you're in business and you're not thinking that way, or you're doing something for money, everybody's real quick to do something for some money. They're real quick to do something for some money real quick. Think about it. I'm riding down the street. It's not visionary to make a mask today. That's not a visionary. You know, that's seeing something right now. But then here's vision. I told you they had online courses. They got free online courses. Say you did some research. You found an online course of how to certify yourself as a minority certified woman-owned business entity. So or got your business as a non-profit structure, where you can accept donations and funds for making the mask. Now you're in position for the government, for businesses, for individuals to now invest in your organization, because your organization is by doing things for the, now that's vision with a mask. Now a mask may be your product within that. Stop thinking what everybody else is doing. I'll show you another example about people thinking about what everybody else is doing. When this thing first started happening and the word got out, the first people that moved said, let's buy all the toilet paper. The next people that moved said, yeah, let's get all the toilet paper. So I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, well, if it's going to be that long of a time that I need to buy 10 years worth of toilet paper, I surely should at least be buying 3 years worth of canned goods. I pause for effect, because what people do, what other people see they, other people doing, break free. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. And if you see that's a vision, think about it. That's great. Hey, listen, now I could take the same toilet paper in a vision, and I could sit down with a mastermind group, a group of individuals that speak about how to turn solutions, you know, create solutions to fix or prepare or overcome situations. And with the toilet paper, we could come up with a concept. Listen, well, let's do this. Let's build an organization that donates toilet paper, make an app where you can find all the toilet paper, just like they did with when the marijuana came out, cannabis, illegal cannabis. The guy comes out with weed maps, $10 million, sells no weed, sells no cannabis, has nothing to do with the industry. But at the end of the day, now, it's a multi-million dollar app to find where to find a store. How about that? There's people thinking out there. What you thinking about? I'd sure love to talk to somebody. I'd sure love to talk to somebody about how to see things coming and how to prepare yourself for it. So I'll put this book together. This is my work of sharing success. The first S in it, you know, start now. I don't know. You got a whole bunch of stuff out there. Start now means even the people that got all the toilet paper, they're going to have to recover because they don't going to need all that toilet paper, right? I don't know. There'll be a time when they may turn that into a business, but they're going to have to think that through. You got to think the thing through. If he's doing, say, these masks right now, that's great. Absolutely. I see them all on the corner now. They're just everywhere. Everybody's doing the same thing. They see people get the toilet paper. Now they see people get the masks. At first, the mask was ingenious. Now, we're the only country in the world that I've ever seen go through a situation like this and wear a Gucci mask. But that's America. That's where it is. In America, the premise anyway of democracy is that there are extraordinary possibilities in ordinary people, meaning a guy with a weird name, black guy, white mom, African, all kind of confusion, all kind of stuff that, you know, regular stuff we deal with, you know, all the time, half-breed, they call it, or whatever. But you could come from that in Chicago and become a president. That's America. See, that means you can have any kind of mind that you want to have and then do any kind of work to get it to there, but then you have to apply the work. So that's the real deal. Nobody wants to do the work. So start now. You got that line of garden concept. You got that in your mind right now to start that business. Let's use what's prevalent today, the mask. I'm going to stay on the mask because I see the mask is the new business. So I guess this is the new wealth. It's some, you know, hey, think Girl Scouts though. Girl Scout cookies. This is something that I've taught in some classes, but the basic premise of the Girl Scout cookie is that we're helping young girls become young ladies and become young women in society that contribute to society. And, you know, professional or whatever, it opens the door for communication. Would you buy my cookies for, please? And all of that, right? So what happens is you've already bought 5 packs because your niece sells them and your sister sells them for her, all that, okay? So here you buy another pack because why? The story demands. Let's parlay that to the mask. I'm going to bring you full circle. Somebody's going to get something off of this. I'm going to give you something this morning. Somebody's going to get something somewhere around the world. If you wake up and you impact one person, you're doing the work. So let's see if we can impact one person. Let's stay on the mask. And you can take this and use it in any context, any concept you want to. You take that mask. Same thing. But now instead of, hey, buy my mask, I've connected the mask with domestic violence organizations, so to speak. The Boys and Girls Club. I donate for every mask sold, I donate 50% back to. Now, my dollar stretches. It's the same cost as someone else's, but it's helping people. I'm going to buy your mask. I didn't even want a mask, but I'll buy 2. Man, if somebody gets that right there, it may should just give me a call. I'm going to put my Cash App at the end of this. Listen. Listen to this. Man, you could do anything. Anything could be done if you put your mind to it and connect with people that have the information that you don't. Stop trying to be isolated. Stop trying to be the leader that knows everything. Stop trying to be the one that's got it. Stop trying to be, you know, I don't want to connect with this network because they're doing that over there, and I don't like to. Look, if you've never had what you subscribe to have and you know somebody that's having it or at least driven towards it, now this is the key. You don't have to have it. I'm the kind of guy, you can have a broken skateboard, and we need a wheel to get this thing going back. Let's get us a wheel. That's fine. You don't have to be all this and that, but you gotta have passion. You gotta have a drive that's uncommon. You've got to be connected. You can't be I don't get up in the morning person. What is that? The God gives you 24 hours. How much ever do you want? If you could bless as many people as you could bless, how many people would you be a blessing to? That's the key. It's not about us. But we got to start. There was a quote that came to me. You don't have to be great to get started, but you do have to start to become great. You got to start. So let's take the mask. I'm going to stay right down the pipe. We're going to develop the mask business. We'll call it Mask Inc. Boom. Write that down. Now, we got the mask. We ain't on the corner, all right? That's cool. That's cool. But what is that for a thinker? That might be part of. But let's say I'm next to Joe on the corner. He's got mask. I got mask. We got the same exact mask. We got the same exact price. Now, what we don't have is the same exact drive. I'm telling you, if we are in the same industry doing the same thing, I'm going to outwork you. You could be better. You could be faster. More pilots, all of that. But each time you take a break, I'm not. Not if that's what I'm trying to do. And if you kind of like that, you're going to really get this. So we got maskinc.com. We online, too. You can buy this online. Now, the story's online. We got the story online. We've created a funnel that sends information. Not only that, for getting our mask, we're going to also give you a free downloadable version of how to stay safe and how to stay sane during the situation. This situation. Who does that? That's free. And I could totally dominate the mask industry at a level of what anybody's doing around in here just off the concept alone. Period. And with that information I just gave you, you can too. You got an EIN number, right? Contact a professional in this arena, right? It's like $35. You got a number. EIN number is free. You get an EIN number for free. Now you got tax in your county, how you can sell them, this and that. So Joe got ran off from the spot. Yeah, I got my county information. It's all right here in my folder. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Vendor's license. Yes, sir. See, the deal is with preparation. Right now, everybody looking at how to make moves and all this thing, man, take care of your family, what's going to happen, who's going to call me back. But let me ask you this. That's that start now deal. That's start now. Use what you have. This is where we at right now. Using what you have. So wait on them to call you back. They're supposed to tell you, what month, what time, this and that. But how about what are you going to do? So now you're not even going to work driving-wise, working from home. You had to be at work at 8 o'clock. You had to leave the house at 6 o'clock to get there by 8. You know, so that was a 1-hour commute. You had to leave the house at 7 to get there by 8. You had to get up at 6 to leave the house by 7. So that's 2 hours of preparation and commute. You had to commute back an hour to get back, right? So now that you don't have to do that, where do those 3 hours go? And I'm going to bring up my main man right here. I wanted to really get this day going with some real good energy before I even brought him up. We've been doing a lot of business out here together. We look at things, you know, the same way. And I'm just going to bring him right in. He already chomping at the bit to share right there. Mr. Neil Morris, good morning, man, my co-pilot.
Good morning to you, Mr. Owens, man. And thank you for allowing me to be on the radio show this morning. And to the host, appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And to the guests, appreciate you joining us and listening in.
Man, Monday morning grind, man. You know, the past, you hear about the mask, right? You heard what I was saying about the mask. And what do you see? Now, if I was standing next to Joe with the mask, now, you buy my mask, same amount of money. But guess what? You don't have to pay me with cash. You could do the Cash App. I know they got that out there. You can go online. But I want you to go online because I want you to know my story. And I'm standing right next to Joe. Same ass, same amount of money, but I'm giving $2.50 of my product gross there back to the community with the community diversity program. I'm raising funds. Who are you going to buy the mask from?
Well, I'll go ahead and buy that mask from a gentleman that's giving back to the community. Simple fact that he's out here trying to make a difference in any way that also shows me his heart. You know, his heart is in the right place. It's not just for self. He's out to empower others and to empower his community and make it a lot better.
Man, I'm going to prove this to you. How many Girl Scout cookies have you bought in your life?
Oh, man. I can't even keep count.
Do you like them?
Absolutely. Totally. I'm actually addicted to Girl Scout cookies, so whenever they come in season, they definitely get my money.
Right, fair enough. Okay, so how many different packs have you bought where you already had a pack?
Well, I'll tell you, I bought cookies from my family. I bought cookies from the neighbors. I bought cookies from friends. So I bought multiple packs, you know, from different people, man. You know, whoever has them, you know, and just support them.
Absolutely. So you come right out, right? You come out the store. You just left from the other store. You know how you're running around, you and your wife making, you know. And you come out of this store, and they got the cookies. You get a pack. Now, the other one, they don't even have the ones you want, but you still get one, right? You can stop me when I'm wrong. You can stop me when I'm wrong. So you go to the next store, they got another one. Now you got, but she got a couple. You got another $5. You know, they cute, right? How many times have you done that?
Oh man, yeah, countless times. I just can't turn down that little cute smile, man.
You can't. And this is where I'm coming from. I've covered a long way around to get to this point, man. It's not the cookie. It's the story. It's the power. It's the how can I help people. This is the organization that's doing something for other people. And look at what you get to do. Wow. I don't even have the whole $5. You know what? I'm just going to give you $4. Right? It's amazing. So the same principle applies to business. Coca-Cola. That's a phenomenon. But what they do in the community, if they had let's not use Coca-Cola. Let's use Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is not open on Sunday. But they beat McDonald's and all of them all across the week. Talk about it, brother.
Well, you look at Chick-fil-A, you look at their purpose. You know, they give the employees Sunday off for those who have a desire to worship and spend time with their family. So they believe in working 6 days and giving family a day off in reference to the Bible. So, and then their purpose, their support. You know, I mean, these guys are, you know, like I said, they're outworking everybody in 6 days. You have other companies that have been open for 7 days, and they still are getting better numbers. But it's the purpose behind.
Man, the sandwich dry, right? I mean, just to me, and it's hot, just to me. But man, the line is just crazy. They love it. They got the coffee. They treat you right. You come in, and they smile, and it's a good atmosphere. You know, man, I'd rather have me a little dry sandwich over here for a dollar more than it's all marketing. It's branding. What I'm trying to get people, it's all branding. If you're going to do something, do it. Stop doing it in an isolated manner, like somebody's going to take something from you. The blessing is not going to be blessed because you're over here hiding it and thinking that somebody's wants to give you some information, wants something from you that you don't even have. Speak on that, bro.
Man, absolutely, And, getting back to that Chick-fil-A, you guys have been amazing, talk about purpose, but then when you empower other people, it's bigger than a chicken sandwich. It might be a little dry, like you said, it might cost a little bit more, but when you see what their purpose is and to empower other people and change the community and where you live, oh, man, I'm with the chicken sandwich all day. They can have the extra dollars. And then you have the customer service. Man, what an amazing customer service that they do have. So if they're going to treat me right, if they're going to make my community better, and they have a powerful purpose, oh, man, I'm Chick-fil-A all day.
Absolutely. So with all due respect to organizations out there that's doing great business, right? We're using this as just a platform because I'm going somewhere with this whole show this morning because it's about self-determination. It's about being mindful of what uniqueness you could bring to the marketplace and what makes your product any better than anybody else. And if it's a great product or if it's a great service, and there are other people that service that same product or service that's part of their model too, why should they get it from you? Now, to bring that home, as I go down through this book, through the finishing of this segment this morning, man, Mr. Neil Morris, we're talking about product pride. We're talking about being a solution-oriented in a situation for solutions over situations. And you yourself, you're out there, what they don't know, it's my ace boom coon, my running buddy, my main man, my brother in success. You're out there every day as an essential worker, as a postal service worker for the last 22 years. Now, you got to go to work this morning. But you subscribe and say, hey, listen, if I can make an impact side by side with you on a radio show and say something that might make a difference in somebody's life, I do that. But now that's because of who you are and what you do. So I salute you, sir, out front as an essential worker. You're also an entrepreneur because you saw that not only did you need to put yourself and your family in position with a longevity of employment, but you also saw was how you could put yourself in a legacy building platform, even now, as we just talked about on the pre-call, how important is having confidence in what you're doing and where you're going in business to differentiate yourself, sir?
Absolutely. Like you mentioned, I am an entrepreneur as well, and I'm out here on the front lines as a postal employee and an essential worker. And we'll love to stay home with my family as well, like other people are doing, and have the ability to do. But however, I have to be on the front lines, and I will provide for my family because I did promise them that. And I will take care of them until, the breath leaves out my body. But however, as an entrepreneur too, I am a business owner. I have an online business, and we help people earn additional income part-time from home. So right now, if we learned anything, current situation where we're in today, we know that relying on a single source of income, which is our jobs, and we're not knocking jobs this morning because, like I told you, I do have one, and they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They're feeding our families. But however, additional income in an online business, a .com right now, is very vital to families today because it will protect you from any type of downturns in economy, any type of layoff. any type of furloughs or any type of pandemic. So a .com is very critical, Mr. Owens.
Now, you right out in front, you would go offer their information for people to receive. The majority, since it's going to be 3% of the people in the world that control the world, or some percentile like that, then, you're the small percentile, right? So those that subscribe to make this kind of difference, man, it's far and few in between of those type of people. So as you go forward, and the industry that you're in, I know, is absolutely one of the number one industry, but it's also having a time period right now where people are tentative, and that's the industry of travel. But I see you out there, and I see a lot of people out there. You know, what I see in you is that you forge forward just like the Girl Scout cookie. You guys the best thing going, and I see the confidence that you tell people about what you see and what's travel coming, the business of travel, not a travel business.
Absolutely. That's part of being an entrepreneur and a home business owner, like I said, with a .com. You know, being in the business of travel, it's powerful. We're able to earn up to 6 additional paychecks online every single month, and that's residual and passive income. So what we see in the business of travel is that this is the largest industry worldwide at $8 trillion, and it's poised to go to $15 trillion within the next 10 years. Great thing about that, Mr. Owens, is that we are in that 10-year time frame. So right now, yes, we talk about the travel piece of it. Yes, right now travel is being rescheduled or postponed. But however, there are people that are still traveling, and travel is still happening today. That's how we're receiving all our packages, receiving all our mail, and different things that are coming to your doorstep. So travel is still in effect. It's just been slowed down because of our current situation with the pandemic. However, travel is going to explode here, what I see coming up in the near future, as soon as the pandemic ends. Because I'll give you a quick example. Carnival announced that they were going to do sailing coming up in August of 2020, and they went up 600%, and they were inundated with phone calls and could not even handle all the phone calls. They had to put them on hold and have to call people back. And it just shows you, Mr. Owens, that travel is not going anywhere. It'll be here to the end of time. People love travel. No one's allergic to it. And everybody wants to do it. And we have an opportunity where people can be able to put themselves in front of this wave right now by getting started with an opportunity in travel to capitalize on it. Like you talked about, the map. This is the vision part of what we see here. When you have a mask right now, yes, that's happening now. And that's income, END, come. It will end soon because the pandemic will cease. But we're talking about income, income. We're talking about income, which is residual income. And we're talking about passive income. Quick example of that would be Microsoft and the software. That's residual income. That's something you got to have. That's something that's going to go to the end of time. Microsoft, just like the travel industry, it'll be at the end of the time. And we talked about the income, END. That's kind of like our jobs. They will end at a certain amount of years, 15, 20, 30 years. And it will be the end of that income, just like with these now. So like you talked about, as a visionary, when I'm in a travel space and I see the travel projected to be $15 trillion, almost doubling within the next 10 years, that's vision, Mr. Owens. What do you say about that?
Vision is seeing forward. Sight is seeing right now. sight to see is travels on a pulse. Who would refute that? What I see in business in any way, like a barber, right? So my friend Sam, a barber, and the barber comes in, and my friend, man, you doing that barber? You still doing that barber, right? Yeah. What's that like now? Well, guess what? There's not many haircuts going down, but I know as soon as there's an opportunity for, you know, what we're going, now I need to open me another franchise in the middle of the situation so I can have a solution for the influx that's to come. Now, give me any concept. I don't care. It could throw me a ball of any business right now. I mean, I could take it and turn it into how valuable it could be in preparation for what's to come, because nothing is doing what it will be doing in this other side. Nothing. So preparation, stocks, there's a lot of things happening. But what do you say? Travel. Now, the travel portion is what people hear. Vision is how can I put myself in position in the business of travel to prepare, meaning if it's good to me and I see that smart, because you open franchises, agencies, business ownership at home that are prepared for the bookings that's to come. Is that correct?
Absolutely, sir. You're totally correct. Just putting yourself in front of this wave, and right now the vision part of it is owning a franchise. Own a franchise today. Open up as many outlets as you can right now to sell as much travel as you can sell. And with more outlets out there, the more travel you can sell. So that is totally correct. You're right on point with that. And the thing is, the first documented billionaire, J. Paul Getty, he says he'd rather have 1% of 100 people's actions than 100% of his own. If we look at the current situation today, that meaning, let's not have one stream of income, like Mr. Warren Buffett would say. We must invest to create a second, a third. It's 33 million people plus have filed for unemployment today. Soup Plantation has closed down. J.C. Penney has closed. The thing is that we need a recession-proof business that we can get involved in, and we need outlets. The more outlets, the more travel you can sell. Mr. Owens?
Man, succinct. Straight down the pipe. Absolutely. What does it take? Now, forget the investment. It's cost. Everything costs to get started. There's a price, whether it's getting up in the morning, whatever it is, you got to do it. But what's the characteristics of the people that can see the vision, activate the vision, people that you're looking for, and the impact you're looking to make? And the next, you got 2 minutes. Tell it, break it down. Who are you looking for? What kind of person does the work that makes that happen, that sees that vision?
Absolutely. So we're actually looking for people, man, that just want to change their lifestyle. We want some people that are looking to leave a legacy for their family, put their families in position. You know, with this opportunity we have here in this industry, you can actually put your family in position to earn residual income in pretty large numbers. You know, this company is paying out over $2.3 million every single month. How about putting your family in position for earning something like $118,000 a month on a residual basis? What could we do with $118,000 every single month? We could do plenty with that. But that's just an opportunity that you have right here. And we look for people that are want to work hard. There's work to be done here, trust me. That income does not come by getting started and sitting at home. We look for people to sign in, not just to sign up. Someone from you, Mr. Owens, that's your quote. And we want people to get involved, and we want people to plug into a system that can go ahead and show you how to earn this income and change your family's lifestyle and legacy for years to come. So we're talking about the price of, I would say, a smartphone years ago before they got so high tech. For two Benjamin, $200 investment, a one-time investment, you can start two online businesses that are totally debt-free right over the internet for $1 a day to maintain all the back office, all the training, replicated website, no products to purchase, all our inventories in cyberspace. But one-time investment of $200 and with four guarantees. Which one is a money-back guarantee? Best travel price guarantee and a unique profit guarantee that plainly states if you do not earn or save what you invested in our company following a proven success system, we will cut you a check for the difference of what you lost. And on the marketing style of our business, you can go 90 days and get a money-back guarantee. Woo-wee. That's the only four guarantees in business today. You rarely get a guarantee anywhere in life today. But four guarantees? What do you think about that, Mr. Owen?
Man, that's amazing. Now, what I'm seeing is a unique proposition that you have going here, right? So you're looking at opening franchises, portals all over the country, all over the world before the influx. That's the magic. The travel business is amazing. But the business of travel is about being prepared before the wave gets here. I mean, I'm excited about being your brother in success. I know the power of travel. I know the power of business. And it's just like the Girl Scout cookies. Man, when you have the one thing that you didn't reference, we don't have a chance to really get into it, but that legacy building component about how to put your family in position to receive a benefit that you could wield to your family in the business of travel, the $8 trillion industry right now, ready to boom, ready to go. We're looking for the right kind of people. Neosha Morris, man, it's amazing to be work with you, sir. Man, put your information out there about how the people could get in touch with you, how they could reach you, and who you're looking for.
Yes, sir. You can reach me at 909-816-0094. Again, that's 909-816-0094. And I'm just looking for a few people, a handful of people that want to upgrade their lifestyle, want to leave a legacy. Like you spoke of, Mr. Owen, the legacy piece. We want to be able to leave a legacy for your family. This company will outpay you beyond the grave. So everything you built, bonus, commissions, residuals, passive, you can wield this to your next of kin or whoever you desire to take over your entrepreneurship franchise. That's totally up to you. So that's where you can reach me. Appreciate you having me on the show, Mr. Owen. Thank you, sir, again. And the host, appreciate you guys. Have an amazing day.
Oh, man, absolutely, absolutely. Your phone number, email, any way that people can contact you?
Absolutely. You could let me give you an email as well. Monow, MONOW at AOL.com. M as in man, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, W as in whiskey at AOL.com. Yes, you use AOL. And also, cell number again is 909-816-0094. Thank you, sir.
Amazing. Man, brother, it's amazing to be partnered with you. Get with Mr. Morris. If you're hearing this show, you're within global range of our voice right here. Neosha Morris, right out of the beautiful city of Ontario, California, a leader of a movement, sir. It's an honor. And as we get coming down to the end of the show for today, I want to get back to the seven keys that I want to deliver to you through the day. We talked about start now. We talked about using what you have. Now, completing what you start is a magic, is something really magical about completing. Control what you know. So you don't have to go out there and tell everybody what you know all the time. You can't learn if you already know. Now, execute your plan. Get out there, make the right connections, make the calls, finish what you start, and execute the plan. Execute the plan. Have a plan, right? But now that first S of the last two S's coming down the end, you got to share your success. And if you learn something, just like if you went to a high school you love, right? You became successful. Don't you reach back? You played in the gym. You played in the football field, whatever. You know, wouldn't it be great to give some cleats back, something like that? Same thing. Share your success. But the main thing, you got to stand for something. And that's going to be the differentiating factor between the Girl Scout cookies and the Scout Girl cookies. You've never heard of the Scout Girl cookies, because Girl Scout cookies stands for something. Stand for something. Man, get with something. Get with some people that's doing something. Shake the environment that you're in up. Clean that area up. Man, get your office together. Get that garage. I don't know. Paint the house. Cut the grass. Wash the old car that doesn't even run out there, that's been out there all the time. Whatever it might be. Man, but you have an opportunity to prepare yourself to do something you've never done before. In this time of one of the most adverse periods of time in the entire world, there will be an influx of people that come on one side and get smashed on the other. Who we gonna be? My name is Kijana Owens. If we made a difference today, I'd surely like to connect with you. Go to my website, johnnaowens.com. My name is spelled KEJOHNNAOWENS.com. Check me out. Got seven keys to success up there. Stand for something, right? Got to stand for something. You got some workshops. Man, just check me out over there. You can find me on any of the social media platforms. My business is cultivating business for businesses. That's what I do. I'm a proud member of the Southern California Black Chamber of Commerce here in the Inland Empire. Let's connect. Let's make a difference. If there's a way I can connect you, help you out, man, you can help each other. Let's get a mastermind group. Let's create something. Let's do something powerful. And if I made a difference somewhere in somebody's life today, to the impact that you see of value in what we're doing here with We Talk Radio, not me, with We Talk Radio, I'm going to send you this Cash App. What we're going to do with it is we're going to sow a seed back into the community just from helping people. Success Express 24/7. That's my Cash App handle, WeTalkRadio.com. Whatever you send there, we're going to donate right over to We Talk Radio and make a difference with their program called Heals on the Move to Heal. Okay? You have a great day. Succeed on purpose. Have a passion about yourself. Have a get up and go about yourself. Have a get up and win about yourself. Have a differentiating factor about yourself than the crowd. You know, you can do it. You absolutely can. But you're going to have to do it. Nothing's going to get done if you don't do it. Come down the line. Have a great day. Seven keys to success. Start now. Use what you have. Complete what you start. Control what you know. Execute your plan. Share your success and stand for something. KijanaOwens.com, 909-686-1698. You have a phenomenal day. This is the Morning Grind Radio Show with your boy, Kijana, the Grindologist, Owens, on We Talk Radio, WeTalkRadio.com, We Talk Radio Network Global. And thank you, Bronda Ray, for the phenomenal day. God bless. See you next week.
It might seem crazy.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.